You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Macniak from the Battlefords and District Chamber of Commerce with us. And, you know, over the past programs, we've talked about different initiatives and things with the Chamber. But it really is, I guess, a time when you can pull back and go, the Chamber is like an onion. You have so many layers to it. It's amazing.
Yes. Good morning, Grant. Thanks for having me. And yes, we are. I would say yes, an onion. That's a good analogy.
A good onion.
Yeah, a good onion. All onions are good.
It's like, because I mean, you know, and it doesn't matter. And what I like about the Chamber is the fact that, I mean, okay, you know, I'm kind of biased because I think it's got the greatest insurance program, policy, whatever. But I also think it's awesome because it's not just for, I mean, people imagine, you know, like hoity-toity big companies. It's, you know, companies with two employees, it's home-based business, it's everything.
Yes, absolutely. And a community is not a robust community without a strong business community.
Oh, exactly.
There is no community
nothing.
If you're, yeah. You have no community if there's no business community. And we have a great business community, and that's a really positive thing. And you're right, lots of people think chamber or business, you know, big bad business, but really you're right, it's individuals, it's, you know, small businesses make up the biggest proportion of our membership. And it, again, it's not just about the networking or the benefits that the business people get. It's the benefits that the community sees as a result of the work that gets done. And that's things like, we've done educational programming for youngsters. I mean, the businesses have been involved with kindergarten students the last number of years. We also did for grade 7 students a financial literacy program. We've done projects on immigration, on homelessness, on, oh gosh, Aboriginal workforce development. I mean, you name it. Yeah. There's been so many things that don't, you know, may not necessarily fall into the business category, but really impact the well-being of the community.
One thing people really have to wrap their heads around, okay, first off, profit is not a bad word. It's a good word. And big companies, bigger businesses aren't bad either, because you look at when it comes time to making donations to projects and things like that. Oh my gosh, where would we be without them?
Yeah. Our community, our business community is amazing. The sports teams, the dance and athletics, the nonprofit groups,
cultural
the charitable stuff.
Stuff,
the culture, you got it. They donate and of their time and their staff time. I mean, there's companies that provide volunteer opportunities and, you know, give them time off and all those things to participate in the community. And we honestly have the best business community, I think, in the province.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, people, you talk about stuff and they raise an eyebrow when you mention a name and going, wait a second, just think about what they do.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes under the radar, too.
Yes. And so, lots of times we've been told we don't want credit for it. We just want to do it or contribute.
All right. Well, I'm going to give credit to the Chamber where the credit is due. I want to touch on the insurance policy. Whether you're a farmer, whether you've got two people working for you at a coffee shop, whatever, I strongly urge you, if you haven't, check out the insurance policy offered up by the Chamber, because it's not just here. I mean, you get the benefit of chambers across the country.
Whole country. Yeah. And it is the best small business group insurance plan in Canada.
And it's customizable to what you want.
Yes. Yeah. Businesses can choose whether they want the medical benefits, the eyeglass benefits, the long-term, you know, there's lots of component pieces that they can pick and make something that's suitable for them and cost-effective for them.
Yeah. And hey, if you want to retain your employees or recruit employees, got to have that.
Got to have it. Yeah.
All right. So if people want more information on the Chamber itself or, like we just mentioned, the insurance policies and stuff, how do they get hold of you?
306-445-6222.